So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only, 57-watt bulbs in California.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS, brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad, okay?
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
In the old days, you would come to work at the radio station and you'd get your mail. And if you had any listeners, you'd have, you know, a significant amount of mail. You'd open it. Now you get in, and every 3 or 4 days, there's a couple of letters. And so I just opened my 2 pieces of mail. And I love this. And you got to give the charities credit, because I guess it's clever in that it would work for some people, but doesn't work for me. I get a nice note and like a pen. You know, it's like those places that send you those return stickers for your mail.
Oh, yeah.
And they give them to you hoping you'll give them money. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Ian Geis, something, something, Shrewsbury.
I get T-shirts. I get socks. I've gotten bags.
But you can use the stickers. Because, you know, up in the left hand, if you mail something, you go, hey, just stick that up there. And of course, they want you to give them. I just got here, and I get this little packet, and it said, thank you for all your past support for our charity. I've never given them a dollar or said a word about them. I don't even know anything about them. I think what they're hoping is that I'll mention it, and then the charity's name will get out there, and it'll make me look like I'm a real charitable guy,
right,
even though I know I didn't do anything. Unless I did something and I just don't remember.
You don't remember.
Yeah, and that could happen too, because I'm getting very, very forgetful, and I like the way Steve Cochran says, I'm 50 and almost dead.
Yeah.
I like it when he does that. So I'm almost gone in the hearing and the memory department. You know what? But I have my wits about me enough to say this. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I can still remember the name of this show, and I remember. I'll close my eyes, and I can tell you who's on it. Piantina Dan. How about that? And that was with my eyes.
Wow.
My eyes were closed.
Hey, what are wits?
What are wits?
Yeah.
Still have your wits about you?
Intuitive skills, your ability to tell
cunning
danger from pleasure and what to avoid and what to go after and just decision making.
So it's your smarts or something, kind of.
Wow. Well, that is
logic.
Smarts. Your wits. Your
razor sharp wit.
No, that's wit. That's a different wit.
That's not
humor. That's
so wit can be humor.
If
and
you get your wits about you, means you're alert and you.
So there's more than one wit.
Are observant.
Yeah, there's Julie now.
One
Jeff
way to
and
wit.
Julie.
See, Dan, you know that means nothing to people listening.
He knows. And he still did.
Nobody
knows
what that means.
He still did it though.
Wow.
You can't stop it. Even if you tell him, if you do that, Dan, it'll be dumb and nobody will get it. He'll do it anyway.
He just said, I know. He knows about it, but he just doesn't.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody, whether you're a lady or a gentleman, or maybe you're Chaz Bono, maybe you're a gentleman with a vagina. We welcome you, too. How's that going? I haven't been keeping up. Is he?
I hate that show. I will never watch it.
One guy said he looked like a penguin.
Well, he does kind of look like
he was in the tux or something.
A penguin with a vagina. I can't get past the fact the guy has a vagina.
Yet
I'm still willing to call him a guy because he looks like a heavy guy.
But what's weird is when they show him walking around topless. It's just so.
Yeah.
I mean, in your mind, you know that you used to have boobs there. You know.
He still does.
Maybe we just.
But they're all boobs. Flat. They're all flat against him. They took all everything out, I guess.
Maybe we discussed
all
this
the meat
before.
Out of him.
I don't remember, but if he's out, Chaz is out.
Bathroom?
Yeah, where does he go
I've,
to
I've
the men
that
or
as
the
well.
Women?
I think he goes to the men's room.
But
you don't want
to
see
sit.
a bearded man-looking creature going into the women's room.
Yeah, he has to sit.
Yeah,
he just
goes in and sits in the women's room. A lot of guys do that.
The guys.
I guess he has to because his outward appearance is...
Yeah.
If he walked in the women's room like that, they'd call the police.
Hold on,
the guy with the beard just went in the women's room.
Here, let me pull my pants down. Look.
He goes in the women's room.
This is outrageous. There are no tampons in this men's room.
But you've got a very good point because technically,
he still has
he's in
lady
the
parts.
Yeah, he's getting to look at women.
What if he needs a feminine hygiene product?
No, he goes.
No,
in
I'm sorry.
Men.
He gets to look at men.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets to see men's wiener.
And he doesn't like men.
But he likes women.
Yeah.
This is one screwed up deal.
Yeah,
I get confused.
The conundrum.
No kidding, because his girlfriend fell in love with a woman and is now with a man when she's a lesbian.
But
getting the headache.
She was a butch. She was a butch lesbian.
Right. So
well,
it's,
how many
so
it's kinds of lesbians thing. Are there? Two
lipstick
and butch.
And butch.
Is
I
there an
so.
In between? Is there an in between lesbian?
I think there. I don't know.
Moderate.
You know what? I don't know.
No, the butch one.
Bitch
the more.
Stick. Lipstick and butch would be a bitch stick lesbian. Kind of a good-looking tomboy.
Like you would think the one in between would just look like a housewife.
I think Ellen DeGeneres is
well, hold on a minute. You just insulted housewives.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying in between
no,
a lipstick.
It's too late. You can't back up.
No,
you,
I wasn't
you
insulting
said
housewives
a
at all.
Lesbian in between lipstick and butch would look like a housewife.
I picture a lipstick lesbian as like a real short skirt, you know, like
drag queen,
like
almost.
A glam.
Over,
no, no,
glam
not even
overdone.
No, it looks like a real hot model. That's what I picture a lipstick lesbian as. Right?
Like Portia
is that
de
correct?
Portia de Rossi.
I would almost put Jane Lynch in the lipstick lesbian category because.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
Oh,
you don't know what lipstick lesbian means.
Well, she's not ugly or butchy. She's pretty.
Yeah, but...
you think DeGeneres is butch?
Yes.
She dresses more.
Not
than
as...
Right,
give me an example.
Jane Lynch is a
lesbian.
Butch on the
okay,
butch
Portia
end, too.
Okay, Portia de Rossi. She had a good one.
That's a lipstick lesbian.
Yes.
And didn't Big Fat Rosie O'Donnell at one time have a lipstick lesbian wife? A real good looking
one. Yeah, I think the one previous had real short cropped hair, so I wouldn't say she was necessarily lipstick.
So do the lesbians get together, a butch would get prefer to get together with a lipstick?
Not necessarily, because I see...
I'll try to figure it out.
I see butches with butches a lot.
But what I don't see is...
Is that a negative term, too, a butch?
I don't know.
Not on this show. Here's what I don't see. You don't see. You don't see the gay guys who are really neat, meticulous, nice-looking with the biker-type gay, scruffy, hairy... you don't see those. You see the good-looking guys together
the athletic
and the ugly
ones,
guys together.
The athletic ones together,
yes,
I would agree with that.
And then the uglier gay guys together, where women mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
We're not experts. What are we talking about?
I thought the big biker-looking guys like the skinny... you know, younger boyish-looking guys.
Yeah, but they don't like the neat, like Rex. Well, Rex.
What
Reed
are we doing here?
I don't know.
Why are we even talking about this?
Let's end this.
We
Thank
have
you.
No
we're
idea what we're
it
talking
right now.
About.
It's over. We're ending it.
I have a good story.
All right, and now with a good story, Tina Del Piez.
Thank you, Frank. I received
you look so cute today.
Oh, thank you. I received my first letter from my son from the Marines.
Oh.
And you know that.
Hang on. Bruce, letter reading music. Oh, just boy. Piano. Just go to the piano. Play one of those, you know, those things you play when somebody is reading a letter. You know what to do.
Give him a moment. Just, he didn't.
I like our mailbag music we used to have.
Now, this is worthy of something nicer than mailbag music. This is letter from home. Letter from, well, to home. From the Marines.
That's perfect, Bruce. That is perfect.
And now with a letter from her son, sharing it with the audience, the mother of Marine Private...
Daniel.
What's his name? Daniel.
His last name is Slopak.
Slopocket?
Yes.
What?
No, just... S-L-A-P-A-K. It's very Slopak.
Slopak.
Slopak. Yeah. Slopak?
And now, yes. Letter to home.
Mom.
Oh, that's a good
Long
start.
Long time no talk.
You're not going to cry, are you?
No.
Okay.
No worries. I'm doing well. I made squad leader, which is great.
Whoa.
There's the guides in charge.
Now,
as
does
far
it say squad leader or squat leader? Because
squad.
There's a difference.
And four squad leaders. We have four squads in our platoon of 79 recruits. Who knows how long it will last, but it's good to be one at the moment. It's like, wow, who is this kid? Days are long and sometimes pretty tough. Up at 5 a.m. and in the racks at 9. But every day's different, and they
hold on. They brought in women. They've got racks in the racks.
I guess they call
they get
beds
into the racks.
Yeah,
at night.
I think
things have changed.
Either that, or this is the new Marine Corps.
Yeah. No wonder they're there at 9.
No, because it goes on to say they seem to be moving super fast.
Huh.
We go to classes, do physical therapy workouts, MCMAP, which is Marine Corps Martial Arts Program.
Does he think we don't know that?
And other stuff.
Means.
Still early in training, so more different things to come. We drill every day. And recently got our M16A4s, but won't fire them for a few weeks. How are you? Hope all is well. Let's see. Um-de-dum-de-dum.
Well, what was that part?
Some I'm sure there are personal
no,
parts on
says,
there she doesn't want
I bet you're ready for that vacation. I miss you, the family, and friends a lot, but I'm happy I went through with this and will be even happier
Does he
when...
say in the letter, did you finally go get a new sex toy at the adult store?
No.
Wow, she's going to write that in the letter.
Wrote
in
my letter.
Go ahead.
Okay. I miss you, the family, and friends a lot, but I'm happy I went through with this and will be even happier when I graduate and get out of boot camp. Things will be a lot easier and smoother. I obviously have my return address on the envelope, so feel free to write away. Oh, talks about his contests between squads and the companies in 2 weeks, and his squad's looking pretty good. Wants me to get on Facebook and be friends with a couple of his friends so I can get their addresses. And says, like I said, feel free to write away. I'll write as much as possible. Tell everyone I said hello and that I love them. Love you. Can't wait to hear from you. Love, Danny.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful excuse.
And you will
was.
Save
it
that.
It could have gone either way. He
moms saved that.
Oh, yeah. He could have written and said, oh, my God.
Like camp.
What
come
the
get
hell
me.
Did I do?
Come get
yeah.
me. Mommy, come
I
get
don't
me.
Think... I don't know. I don't know if you write a letter like that because I don't think you have a choice now,
you know,
right?
Well, you do because I heard somebody whose son was
no,
there
no.
that did
trust,
write that
trust
letter.
Trust me. I was in basic training with guys who wrote to their parents, can you please get me out
but
of here?
But they can't, right?
Well, of course they can.
No,
they can't.
You can't go to a pay phone and call your mommy.
It's
not like summer
to
camp.
To write your parents and tell them how miserable you are, that's just not
oh, that's,
good.
But that's very common.
Get me out of here.
We had a kid who cried... every night. I mean, you could hear him in his bunk crying.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, it is sad.
Now, was this...
Oh, wait, it was me.
Was this volunteer or drafted?
Mine was volunteer because I knew I would be drafted. So you had a choice. You
but
could
the
wait.
Guy who was crying, was he drafted, maybe?
You know, I don't know. I
that would make a
I
difference.
Don't remember because we're all in together. You all go
difference.
To the same basic training, so you don't know, you know, who was forced and who volunteered to go in. But I just remember.
Oh, man,
and
that's
I'll make
not
this
good.
Quick because I told this yesterday and Peon knows it and I've told it before, but it's a true story. We had a guy. His first name was, it was a weird name, like Amato or something. And he was a very... kind of wimpy, just kind of baby. And he was constantly trying to tell the officers, the sergeant, that he didn't like war and he didn't want to fight and he shouldn't be there. And, you know, constantly. And they just said, you know, get back in the barracks and here, you got latrine duty or shut up if you say that again. And they were constantly giving him punishments because he was just always wanting out. And I'll never forget the night he goes behind the barracks. The barracks is just a building, you know, with bunks and a latrine. And I might add, the most humiliating way to go to the bathroom, with toilets in a row with no division, no dividers, no privacy.
Oh, my goodness.
You wipe in front of people.
I would never.
It's horrible.
Hey, can I see that sports page?
That's how they all are, even now?
I don't know about now, but it was horrible.
I wouldn't go.
You know, when I pooped, I just, 2 a.m. I got up in the middle. I set my. I had a watch with a little alarm. I'd get up and go poop like at 3 a.m. because I don't want people watching me poop.
No.
This guy gets up at night. Walks
Some guys
around.
Have no problem with it, though. I'm sure they no. just sit there. Ah,
oh, they're the same guys that when you're in high school, they walk around the showers like. Eh. I was never one of those guys. I can't do that. But this guy goes. I remember he went. And he got a towel, a white towel. And he went outside the back of the building, and you get that crunching noise. I'll tell you what we heard. It was that, you know, that crack thing you've got. Give me that thing. We heard the sound like this. And then we heard him scream. And then he runs in the barracks, giddy, jumping up and down, holding the bloody towel. He chopped his trigger finger off.
Oh!
How did he do that?
With an entrenching tool. It's a little shovel.
He did it on purpose?
Oh, sure. So he could go home. Oh. And he's yelling, I'm going home, I'm going home. I cut off my trigger finger and chopped it off on a rock. It was against a rock. He just laid his hand down, cut his trigger finger off, and then, yeah, he got to go home.
Couldn't they say, oh, you got to shoot left-handed now or whatever?
Or with your second finger?
No. I think part of it...
That's
then,
dishonorable discharge,
I think
though,
also
right?
at that point they go, okay, this kid could be nuts. I mean, he's going home.
Yeah. Probably for the best.
And he went around and was telling everybody goodbye with his bloody nubby hand. Uh-oh. That was all bandaged up a few days later, telling everybody, see ya, you know, going home. He was thrilled to death to lose that finger.
Wow.
It was weird. I mean, it was just weird. I got a million of them. I got other stories, but enough about that. Any other Burke segment stuff? Tina's letter was a good start. That means yes. Here's P.S.
No, I'm not even going to get into it about the game last night, just because...
You'll just frustrate yourself.
You'll make me mad.
Can I have views. I have some viewpoints on what I think happened last night,
but
I'm not sure.
You might upset people.
Hey, I will say.
If you told them what you think really happened.
I will
say. Told me off the air.
I will say this, Jason Isringhausen, apparently.
You know, just then when you said, your voice did like you sound like Jose Hernandez Haney.
Yeah.
I don't know why my voice is doing that. I don't know if I have allergies. I don't know if I have allergies or just a cold that I've had for
Your throat sounds a little scratchy.
Weeks. I know. Jason Isringhausen was on another station this morning, and he was talking about he's with the Mets, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's with the Mets. He said that that's happened in the bullpen where the manager is called down and they've got confused or they couldn't understand who the player they had up to warm up was. And he said that that's happened numerous times.
They can't send him back and say,
Beyond
one
is not buying.
No.
I don't buy that either. When I heard that last night, I thought, what a load of crap. This is the World Series. You want to make sure that you've got the right pitcher.
And in every story I read today.
Look what we're doing. Look what we're
doing.
One
thing, in every story I read today, Lance Lynn was not supposed to pitch unless it was an emergency situation. So that's why I don't believe any of this other.
I think it's all a bunch
malarkey.
Of crap. Okay. And Holiday needs to be moved out of that spot, too.
And that concludes our baseball discussion portion of our show. Anything else for the Burke segment? No?
No.
Once, twice, three times.
How come you don't close the door anymore?
What
do you mean?
Remember you used to have that vault door sound? Clunk, clunk.
Oh,
the door of the Burke segment.
The
segment.
I think she's telling you don't do your job. The way
I tried to keep doing it, and we said I think we stopped it. We all agreed to stop it.
Before I do my first bit of business, let me just do this, because this is a huge day in the life of Geraldine Shoemaker. That's my mother-in-law. And yesterday, Matheny Heating and Cooling came out. In one day, they removed her Smithsonian Institute Museum level heating and cooling system, which is so old.
How long had it been in there?
Oh my goodness, over 20 years. Nobody can believe it was running. I'm serious. If you kicked it with your foot, it would You know how, have you ever kicked one of those dust mushrooms? Mm-hmm. You stomp them and just powder? Yeah. That's what would happen. This thing was so old. So Matheny comes out yesterday, and I knew that she told me they were coming. They called and set up the appointment. How do these people that do this stuff the way they do it, do some of the stuff in one day? In one day, that old system, I'm talking about the outside compressor, the inside unit, the piping, the conduit, the wiring, electrical. It's all done, finished yesterday afternoon. Brand new heating and cooling unit. She's in heaven. And for two reasons. One, for 10 years, because that's the warranty, she's never going to have to worry about anything. It's going to be covered if anything does happen, but nothing really is going to happen for 10 years. And two, she was one of these people that was constantly fiddling with the thermostat. Well, I don't want to use too much electricity because of the bill. It's so much more efficient. I called and said, look, you want to be warm? Get really warm this winter. You want to be real cold in the summer? Get cold. It's not going to cost you what it used to. Don't worry about it anymore. So she is ecstatic. She is so happy. So thanks to, it was some Tom, I don't know Tom's last name, who worked for Matheny, and I believe Bob. I hope I got that right. I didn't meet them, but thank you for taking such good care of her, as you do for everybody. And I don't think she told them she was aiming the PM to get the 15% deal, so I will be calling them to go, by the way, she's aiming the PM. But she has a new unit, and she's happy, and everybody's happy, and it's going to be a nice, warm winter for Jerry. Now, let's talk about you. Do you have a heating and cooling company, and is there any reason that you have any allegiance to that company? Because if there's not, or you don't have one, we just solved your problem, too, with the same company, Matheny Heating and Cooling. They serve all of St. Charles and St. Louis counties. My mother-in-law has a very good friend who lives down the street, and he comes and checks on her every once in a while, at least two, three times a week. He'll just come by, how's everything, is everything okay? Tina's giving me the look like, yeah, really?
Is there anything else?
He's a great guy, and he is a professional electrician by trade. He came over yesterday when it was put in, because he knew she was all excited. She told me he went downstairs, and he comes up to her, and he says, wow, he said, whoever did this, this is absolutely first class. This is as good an installation as I've ever seen. And that's good to know, because this guy, he knows some stuff. He's an electrician. So what else can I tell you, folks? Matheny Heating and Cooling, you have to have a heating and cooling company. Why not make it the one that helps make this show possible? Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Tina. Well, not much going on the highways right now. You're looking pretty good as you make your way out west. A little bit slow, maybe a little heavy. I should call it around on 70 westbound, right around 370 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Southbound 270, the same thing. It's getting heavy from about the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, slowing from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge, but there are no incidents to report at this time. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. No need to wake a child to take a temperature when they're sick. With the Exergen Temporal Thermometer, you can now take a sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. A year ago, Missouri went to Texas A&M and knocked off the Aggies. The Tigers will try to make it two straight at Kyle Field this Saturday. Join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pre-game begins at 10 a.m. this Saturday. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is LaRusso's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating LaRusso's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run LaRusso's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of LaRusso's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at LaRusso's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or LaRusso's.com. We'll see you on the Hill at LaRusso's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or LaRusso's.com.
I had a laptop computer that had some problems, and I took it to one of the biggest stores in the St. Louis area, and they looked it over and said, oh, the hard drive is gone. It's going to cost you about $400 to get it fixed.
Having problems with your computer?
So I left there feeling real bad, figuring I'm going to have to buy a new computer. On my way home on Woodson Road, I saw a sign that said Computer Clinic.
Computer Clinic at 2138 Woodson Road.
I showed them and told them what my story was, and they said, leave my computer and they'd call me back. Well, surprisingly, the next day I got a call, and my computer could be fixed and back to normal for $75.
Don't give up until you call the experts at Computer Clinic. Call 314-423-8324. That's 423-8324.
And they fixed it. They also got rid of some viruses that I had, and they were the greatest people in the world.
Computer Clinic, online at stlcomputerclinic.com.
At Cordell & Cordell, we limit our practice to representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time in their lives they'll ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, their role in their children's lives. That's an awesome responsibility that our clients entrust us with. But we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. It's our hope that you'll choose to entrust what's most important to you to us.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and now in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Welcome, everyone. Okay, will anybody with a bad hip, knee, foot, or ankle please stand up?
Ow, it hurts to stand.
Oh, sorry. okay, anyone with hand, wrist, elbow, or shoulder pain, can you raise your hand?
No. Oh, I can't.
All right, how about folks with spine or back problems? Just walk this way.
Hold on, give me a second. I'm slow.
Wow, you guys are really hurting. You know, you need to check out SSM Orthopedics. They can get you back to being you again. They have the area's leading board-certified orthopedic physicians. In fact, SSM Orthopedics does more knee replacements than anyone in St. Louis. No matter which part of your body hurts, they'll help you work toward living pain-free. Now, how does that make you feel? Thought so. Sign up for free seminars today at ssmhealth.com/orthopedics or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Just before the arrival of fall, why do millions of women arrive at Kohl's?
Savings on shoes in all the styles you want. Peep toes and platforms, animal print, color and color block, patents, suede, and menswear inspired. Exclusive brands like Simply Vera Vera Wang and Elle, Jennifer Lopez, and Dana Buchman. So if you want to look like you just stepped out of the pages of a magazine while still staying on budget, step into Kohl's one-day sale this Wednesday only. You'll get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Terms of what we find repulsive or acceptable or funny or over the top. In today's Post-Dispatch, the editorial section where people are allowed to write in their opinions, there's just a quick note here from a reader in Maryland Heights, and he says, I don't care if Libyan President Muammar Gaddafi choked on a peanut. Dead is dead, and the need to know anything more is morbid curiosity. Let's move on. Well, Richard, I could not disagree with you more, but I understand that you don't care to see graphic, morbid stuff. I personally can't see enough. If somebody is a murderer, a mass murderer, or a child molester, or a rapist, I couldn't rerun and watch enough times them getting their heads blown off. I enjoy it. I enjoyed seeing him bleeding and getting killed. You can call that crazy, but I think it's more normal than the other. I think not wanting to see. Don't you know that if a lot of Jewish people whose families had been killed, executed by that stinking Hitler, don't you know that if they could have seen somebody cut his head off, they'd love to have said, I would. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think it's morbid at all. I think it's normal. So, we all have a right to our opinion, and Richard has a right to his. Now, we're going to go to the phones and take some calls. 314-969-KTRS. The KTRS is 5877, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Dan, we'll put your name on the screen. Isn't it interesting, the whole cobweb thing for Halloween? I went into First Community Credit Union today, and the teller's windows and the front, you know, where you walk
that fake cotton stuff they use.
It's got cobwebs everywhere. But isn't it funny that a cobweb has become a symbol of horror or
something? A haunted house, because it's vacant. Usually it's a vacant haunted house where the spiders have taken over and there are cobwebs everywhere. That's what I picture it as.
Well, that's
Halloween.
Exactly what it is. But my point is, isn't it interesting that that is symbolic of something scary?
I thought it was always symbolic of something evil.
Cobweb? It's just symbolic evil of somebody's bad housekeeper. Mm. Or the place hasn't been lit. You know, when Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life, and I know I've opened up a can of worms because now Dan's going to have to do Jimmy Stewart. But remember, he goes to that old place, and aren't they going to fix a place up and move in? And
oh, yeah.
There's cobwebs all over the place. Well, it wasn't about horror. It was about nobody's been in the place forever, so you got to work your way through cobwebs. But it has become one of the... Look, there are certain Halloween symbols of fright. Skeleton, jack-o'-lantern.
Well, even spiders. Spiders. Giant.
But a spider is a creepy, scary thing. Jack-o'-lantern with those jagged teeth, that's scary. Skeleton, dancing around, scary. Give me another scary
witches.
Halloween. Witches. Boiling children or
black
whatever.
Black cat.
But a cobweb is right in that category. And has become another sort of symbol of, ooh, scary, creepy Halloween. And I do get that it is supposed to mean, okay, this place might have some creepy ghosts in it because nobody's lived here or they're afraid to because it's haunted. But when you see that in your credit union, I mean, somehow it's like, all of a sudden that doesn't translate into this being a creepy
place. There's bright lights and there's nothing broken down.
But it is fun. It's funny because they look so real. Now think of the genius that figured out how to make that fake cobweb stuff. There's a lot of money there. I'm serious.
It just looks like it's cotton.
Somebody sat down and thought, hey, I'm going to make some fake cobwebs. Real thin and cotton. Everybody's going to buy them at Christmas, just like they buy that fake snow for the windows and stencils.
Right.
And they spray that frost on the window. Who are these smart people? A lot of money.
Who are these people?
What'd you just do?
I don't know. I don't even know why I did
you
it.
You really don't know what you did. Off to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Brian. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Just fine. How are you and everybody else?
We are great, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
What's up?
One thing, and I hope I'm not repeating myself, and you'll tell me if you already heard this, but just recently...
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
About the last few days, for some reason, you know how a thought gets stuck in your head?
Yes.
And you just keep thinking about it? Well, this has to do with, and I think it's something you like. You like movies.
I do.
And something I didn't figure out, and I'm in my late 50s until about 10 years ago, was when I watched it, the natives are scared of King Kong in the King Kong movie.
Oh, you're talking about the door.
They live right on the beach, and they don't get back in the jungle, and they have this mammoth gate. Remember that? Great big, like, timbers.
Yeah, you already talked about this.
Yeah, you called us and asked us this question one day.
I think on a Friday.
Why would they have such a big...
Frank, do you remember this?
I wasn't here. That's the Friday I took off.
That one Friday.
Okay, real quickly, without boring everybody. I always wonder to myself, the big, huge gate that they have to keep King Kong out,
yeah.
They have a door cut for him.
I'd have to go back and look. You talking about
There's
the original movie?
Got far a monster the size of King Kong, and I'm just trying to figure out here.
Oh, don't try to figure it out.
No.
You never will. It's not going to make
there
sense.
Wouldn't have been a movie if he never got through the gate. So,
well, that's true, but they could have had a little door. I mean, I don't know. Okay, well, thanks, guys.
Well, thank you, Brian. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. I'll have to go back and rewatch the original King Kong. Is that what he's talking about?
I've never seen the original, and I only saw bits and pieces of the newer one with Jack Black. I didn't get it.
It seems to me like in the original one, he's holding that blonde woman, that Faye Ray, and I don't remember her just like screaming bloody murder. She's kind of wiggling around. If you were being held by a big, huge monkey... First of all, you just have a heart attack.
You
die of a heart attack.
Didn't she end up liking the
King Kong? Yeah. Oh, no, it's another one of those sort of sick sexual...
She looked down and said,
it's the Beauty and the Beast. It's the Phantom of the Opera. Oh, I love a man with half his face missing. It's the women being drawn to ugly monsters.
She saw that he wasn't really bad, but it was...
You're so typical of these scenarios.
People are so scared of you, and they misunderstand you.
But I know that deep down you're wonderful. Here, have sex with me, even though I can't stand to look at you. Yeah, that's real life. Here is Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And speaking of something completely different.
Okay.
I know you guys like to talk about some of the commercials that get played on radio stations across this great city.
We love to talk about
them. There's two actually I want to talk about. The first one I was gonna call a while back about. It's actually several different commercials, but they use the same script. It's thank you for calling so and so. You're like, yeah, I was calling about the catch. What's the catch? There's four different products that
I know.
The latest one is I guess the Rosetta Stone.
Right.
Because they say, well, I forgot to mention one thing.
Oh, the
like,
catch.
Yeah, the catch, huh? And they say, oh, by the way, it's going to be free and you're going to be brilliant for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And they say, yeah, right, brilliant. Wait, that's a good thing.
Yeah, no. I'm very familiar with it. It's been running for a long time.
So that's always just been that always stuck out to me. Now the other one, the latest one that has been driving me kind of nuts, the Connolly Roofing.
Yeah.
Now in their little jingle, I know this can't be what they're saying, but what it sounds like is what they're saying is Connolly Roofing It sucks at our house.
Wow. It's tops at our house.
Yeah.
No, that's not what they're saying.
I don't think you'd spend money on a jingle
why
saying
would
that.
You pay advertising just to say that in your little jingle? I mean, sure, you're throwing out your company name and stuff, but
obviously
you don't want everyone to know how horrible it is at your house.
No, obviously, that's not.
No.
That's not. Although, if your house is leaking, you would say, it sucks at our house. We got a big leak. A
right.
Big hole
but,
in the roof.
That wouldn't be that roofing company.
Yeah,
talking
no,
about that.
Yeah, yeah. That. But it's like the rock songs we talked about where you've always thought they said one thing, but they say something else. Mm-hmm. Anything else on your mind?
Nah, I think that'll do it. I'll just keep listening, and you guys have a great day. Go Cardinals.
We hope you do. Thank you, Tim.
Right. Thank you.
It sucks at our
man.
House. It's pretty funny. Of course, that's not what they say. Neil Graft. Thinning hair. Not just a problem for men, by the way. Women, too. A lot of women have. My wife has very thin hair, and she's starting to get real worried. She's not like you, Tina. You have thick hair. You have very thick hair. She's always had fine, wispy, kind of, you know, thin hair. Now, I went bald, and she stood by me. I got a big decision to make. If she goes bald.
Oh, I'd run.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bald woman. You kidding me?
See, this is not funny to
her.
How
do you kiss
me? I have to hope that she's not listening, because this is not, she's not going to find this funny.
It'd be
she
sexy,
hates.
And then she could have different wigs, you know, and be like different personalities.
I told her, I said, shave your head like Demi Moore did in,
you guys could both,
in G.I. Jane, and get a bunch of hot wigs and stuff. No, I don't care.
You can oil each other's head.
You guys could go out in Halloween.
But
with
if this continues, she's going to check into this Neil grafting.
Two
she's been asking me about this Neil grafting because she's
thinking
really,
about doing it.
Well, she's going to see if this continues, this process that it looks like she's, and maybe it's temporary, maybe it's a medicine, or we'll find out. But it's not just men who have. Hey, you've all seen, and you feel really sorry for them. Sorrier than you do for men. Women who are literally like big bald spots.
I saw one the other day.
It's just sad.
It was it was real thin, and she was combing over what was left. I mean, it looked like a male comb
over. Get a wig.
She was,
women's wigs. They make some fantastic wigs. Or you may want to look into this Neo grafting. Now, I will tell you, Neo graft. You got about 35 million men in the United States who have hair loss, and about 21 million women. That's a lot closer number than you thought it would be, I bet. I bet you didn't think there'd be near that many. Over 40% of men will have noticeable hair loss by the time they're 35. 65% of women will have noticeable hair loss by the time they're 60. And the old solutions are just that. They're archaic. They're old Stone Age. Forget it. There's neograft. Now, you can go online and you can look at videos about neografting. I'm going to direct you to the neograftstl.com site. They're in the Lifestyle Center in Clayton. It is a hair transplantation procedure. It's not instant. You don't walk out with it. But would you want to? Would you want to walk out with a full head of hair and everybody would see you would know, oh, yesterday you didn't have any hair, and today? No, they actually, one follicle at a time, Dr. Richard Moore and his staff take hair, one hair out, one hair in the top of your head. They'll explain to you, too, why that hair from the back part of your head will now grow when the other hair wouldn't grow there. He explained it to us on the air the other day. They can do it better than I can. They charge $5.50 per follicle per hair. So the average expenditure of a person that undergoes neografting is $8,000 to $12,000. California, you can pay as much as three times that. It is a very interesting process. And if you have thin hair, and their average age of their patient is 30 to 60 for both men and women. And again, it's in Clayton in the Lifestyle Center, which is Hanley and Forsyth, the corner, kind of there at the corner. And they have also options for preserving the hair you have, as well as replacements. So you need to get a hold of them, check out, find out more. If you're interested, talk to them. It doesn't cost you anything to have a consultation with them. And they are really low to no pressure. They don't want you doing something you don't want to do. But if this interests you, this neograft, and it's pretty amazing, then go to this website, neograftstl.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, we do have one incident going on. It's at Gravois and Utah. We've got the traffic lights. They are out, and police have set up some stop signs there. Eastbound 70, that's running stop and go from Edward Jones, or excuse me, from Adelaide to about 10th Street. On eastbound 40, a little bit heavy as you approach Mason. Westbound 40 is slow, Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. And eastbound 270, that's running a little bit heavy now, Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Constant Contact. Do you ever feel like you hit the roadblock when marketing for your small business? Constant Contact helps you overcome those obstacles by giving you easy-to-use tools that combine the power of email marketing with social media. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The second annual Dine Ferg Pink campaign includes 11 participating Ferguson restaurants raising money for breast cancer by donating a percentage of sales on select menu items, including the Corner Coffee House, downtown Ferguson, 15 minutes from everywhere.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Right now, Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs of incandescent bulbs are only $3.97 each. That works out to less than 50 cents a bulb, which also works out nicely for your wallet. So come in, stock up, and save on Sylvania 60-watt Double Life 8-packs right now, only $3.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only 57-watt bulbs in California.
At Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's, get a free $10 game card with meals in Striker's Bar and Grill, Sunday through Friday. More at BrunswickZone.com.
We have talked to you for 10 or 12 years about the people who make Peon's appearance possible every day, Mark and Jason. When I say, hey, hi to your, I say hi to your sponsor every day, he says, Mark and Jason, he says hi to them. It's not a joke. They actually sponsor him. It's a long story. We'll tell it to you again one of these days. What we need to tell you now is this. You have $25,000 or more, good for you. Now, what do you do with that? What are you going to do with it? You're going to put it in a metal lock box at your house, a safe deposit box, not going to earn any money? Or do you want to talk to somebody whose business and whose talent, if you would, is figuring out what to do with money so that you not only keep it, but that it grows two ways. You